The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Governor Morehead School Foundation newsletter for the, I think it's characterized as the fall edition. And here's the first page. From the desk of Board Vice President Brooklyn Scotto. As we roll into fall, the Governor Morehead Foundation also welcomes change. This semester, we welcome Mr. Daniel Simmons as the new GMS principal. We look forward to working together to continue to foster the unique and tailored learning environment GMS has provided. Additionally, GMS board members are working hard to create our next memorable annual fundraiser, the Season of Giving. Each year, we are working to grow our outreach, bolster our mission, and advance our funding goals to support the students, faculty, staff, and families of the Governor Morehead School. This year, the Season of Giving will be hosted in a new venue for the event, and we hope to make it even more special. It's going to be on November 7th, so get your tickets, and we'll see you there. We are still on the lookout for some amazing auction items as well as sponsors. If you or your business are interested, send me an email. Foundation Aid. At recent board meetings, the Foundation Board approved several funding requests from faculty at the Governor Morehead School. And here's a bullet list. There was a request to fund a student outing to the state fair. Request to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week. Field trip to the Durham Bulls. Request for lunch money for children who will make a visit to Crabtree Valley Mall on February 26th. The visit is to enhance students' orientation and mobility skills. Generation Genius, Model UN, GMS Charger Station Cafe, and Parent Gas Cards. Board Member Highlight, Robert Parrish. Robert Parrish, the Reverend Robert Parrish, recipient of the Carolyn and Cy King Peace and Justice Award of 2024. Crystal and I are pleased and proud to tell you a little bit about Robert Parrish. He has worked for years to promote justice for people with disabilities or homelessness. Robert is always open to help others have a better life. These are some of Robert's activities over the years. Member of the Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities, chairing the Housing Committee. Board member of the Governor Morehead Foundation, serving on the Fundraising Committee. Robert was with a group who went before the Raleigh City Council to make it safer for blind people to walk downtown. Head of the Triangle Federation of the Blind. Former pastor of Love Wins Ministries, which served the needs of the homeless population of Raleigh. Immediate past president of the Board of Directors of Arts Access North Carolina, which makes art accessible for disabled persons. And he's a volunteer at the North Carolina State Fair Peace Booth on CUCC's Day. This is only what we discovered about Robert's work. To know Robert is a true blessing. He lights any room he enters and is always there with kind words and big hugs. I have always told Robert he is a ray of sunshine. To know Robert is a joy. He treats everyone equally. The world is a better place with Robert in it. And that was from Sue Cottle and Crystal Holman. Here's an announcement for upcoming events. The Governor Morehead Foundation is hosting our annual Season of Giving on October 24th this year. There will be student performances, a silent auction, food, and more. Be on the lookout for more information. And I'm a little confused because that little paragraph said October 24th, but next to it is an illustration which looks like it's the front of the school. main building, and it says the season of giving, and it lists November 7th as at 6:30 p.m. as the day of this season of giving event. And this print is too fuzzy for me to tell exactly where it's going to be, but it says it's on 301 Ash Avenue, so that must be one of the halls at the Governor Moorhead School. I shouldn't assume, but that's my guess. All right, GMS released a new video. It's about the Accessible Outdoor Learning Center. We did it. Thank you to everyone who donated and supported this large endeavor. Check out the video of the grand opening ceremony below, or check the page on our website ribbon for more pictures and info. And that's all about the GMS Playground grand opening. Well, that is the entirety of the Governor Moorhead Foundation newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The GMS newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 519-832-5138. That again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.